Senator Lisa Murkowski committed today to vote for START, the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty. The new START over nuclear arms with Russia is one of President Obama's top priorities, and today enough Republicans signaled they will vote yay to reach the needed two-thirds vote of the Senate. APRN's Libby Casey reports from Washington.
Senator Murkowski was one of 11 Republicans to join with all Democrats Tuesday to vote to end debate on the START treaty. That clears the path for a final vote on Wednesday.
I have come to the conclusion that I will be supporting ratification of the START treaty. I was perhaps looking at this treaty perhaps through a more parochial lens from the Alaska perspective.
Murkowski says her concern was about the treaty's impact to missile defense, especially the ground-based system at Fort Greely in Delta Junction. So she reached out to the administration and got calls from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vice President Biden. She also talked to the commander-in-chief.
The president called, it was about a week or so ago, and it was a conversation that was very brief, and all he urged me was to consider the issue on the merits, give it, you know, listen to the experts, and if that was a lobbying call, it was probably it was very benign, let's put it that way.
Murkowski says the clincher was hearing from the head of missile defense, Lieutenant General Patrick O'Reilly, who both talked to her and sent a letter Tuesday morning.
Had good discussions with General O'Reilly yesterday, and then again received this letter this morning that gives me some assurance that the commitment is not only there to the future of Fort Greely and Alaska's role in the National Missile Defense System, but to the broader picture of missile defense as a whole.
The leader of Murkowski's party in the Senate, Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, has been fighting against the treaty, citing concerns that the Russians' opinions of missile defense could hamper the U.S. position in the future. He told CNN's Candy Crowley on the show State of the Union Sunday why he's voting no.
An equally important question is, how do the Russians view missile defense, and how do our European allies view missile defense? And I'm concerned about it. I think if they had taken more time with this, rushing it right before Christmas, it strikes me as it's trying to jam us.
But Alaska Senator Mark Begich says the process has not been rushed and that a dozen hearings have been held over months in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. His Committee of Armed Services has pressed the Obama administration on its missile defense plans over the past year, and Begich has liked their responses.
Beginning of last year was on the deathbed. You know, it was over. And so we worked very hard with both Democrats and Republicans on the committee, as well as an independent, you know, Lieberman, Sessions, myself, Senator Levin, and working the language in to ensure that the missile defense system in Fort Greely would continue to operate and expand and get renovated. You know, the administration did not have that in their original budget. And after we laid out, I think, the right language that ensured the flexibility to the missile defense system, that if they decided, depending on what they did in Europe, they could move forward on Fort Greely and it would be okay. And sure enough, here we are today. It is a focal point of this big discussion.
Senator Begich accuses Murkowski's Republican colleagues of playing politics over the treaty.
I think there are some of them that are looking for an excuse for more politics than really getting something done.
Since the Senate got more than the 60 votes needed to cut off debate over START on Tuesday, it can move ahead after weighing in on a series of amendments. Final passage could be Wednesday, giving President Obama a win both at home and abroad before Christmas. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.